Conservation Council of New Brunswick has announced three new participants in its Harm to Harmony Artist in Residence and Mentorship Program. The new participants include artist and former Sackville Poet Laureate Shoshana Wingate, along with hip-hop artist Stephen Hero of St. John and painter Mario Doiron of St. Paul. A statement from the Conservation Council says these artists will work with local communities to raise awareness about environmental issues such as energy poverty and affordability, building community-owned energy, and the need for a just transition of our energy system. CHMA spoke to Shoshana Wingate on Friday about her plans, which involve exploring the no shale gas movement in New Brunswick through the process of envisioning a world of renewables, just energy, and abundance. For you, what's the role of artists and art in social change?
Well, you know, it's funny. I resisted doing community engaged art for a long time because I'm a political activist as well. And I always kept my art and my activism separate because I wasn't sure what the role art would have in getting people to act. And I was focused on action. Through my mentorship with my mentor, Laura Barron, she really showed me that by taking the right steps and planning your project in a certain way, you can do consciousness raising, but also bring people to a place of action. And I think the idea of reimagining our future together is really going to bring people to a place of action. Because when it comes to the climate crisis, what I hear most of all from friends and people that I talk to is, you know, people are very concerned. They are afraid. They have a lot of knowledge about it, but they don't know what to do. We're trying to imagine the future from the consciousness and place that we are now, which is inside of the system that created the crisis. So how do we use the tools to dismantle the master's house, right? The old civil rights axiom, like how do we use art in a way to get us to this place of action? And so I'm devising a project that I hope will keep all that in mind and keep that at the forefront as we move through a series of workshops to a final performance piece.
That was artist Shoshana Wingate. CHMA also spoke to Danielle Smith, who is an artist and a Conservation Council staff member in charge of the residency program.
Shoshana will be looking at the concept of moving away from burning gas for electricity. It's a hot topic in New Brunswick. It's been something that people fought very strongly against in 2013 with the fracking moratorium that was put in place in New Brunswick. And there's been a lot of talk in the news lately about removing that moratorium in order to export gas to the Netherlands or utilizing it on our own grid, which is quite concerning for the Conservation Council of New Brunswick because we fought really hard for this only a decade ago and it's resurfacing. So in my opinion and from my perspective, I think the primary role that art plays within the community, at least from the angle of dealing with climate activism, is agency. It provides ways for people to feel empowered, to say what they feel, to engage with the community, to find people to speak to in order to be able to really deal with that. And I think as a person who's worked in the environmental realm for my entire career for the last 15 years, it can become very overwhelming and very daunting. The amount of information that you consume, the information that you know, and just sort of finding a way of dealing with that can be really hard. And for me, art was the perfect outlet to do that. So one of the key parts of our program is to advocate through, as our director likes to call it, the love door. So instead of bombarding people with negative messages and scary stats, we all know those exist and we all know those are real, but we provide them with an avenue to see the silver lining when you have the opportunity to engage with people through art.
That was Danielle Smith of the Conservation Council, which has just announced its new artist in residency program, which includes Sackville-based artist Shoshana Wingate.